When people grow their own vegetables or fruits, they do not have to worry about contamination, which makes it completely safe to consume. Dan Rubin is an experienced gardener from Poach Cove who is currently involved in a range of local food security projects in the province.
Grew up with a father who was a gardener. I grew up in the United States, but my whole life, and I'm in my 70s now, I've been gardening. So there's many different benefits from growing your own food. Now, there's the obvious fact that you get to produce food and you know where it comes from.
Gardening also has emotional advantages because when people who have gardens spend time on it connects them with the natural world and also regains all the lost connection to living things. Most of the produce sold in grocery stores go through a long process of being picked, shipped, and distributed to various stores, and they end up staying in storage or on a shelf before it is purchased, which makes them lose their nutritional values.
It's been shipped 2,000 to 3,000 miles from where it was grown, and therefore has lost most of its nutritional value. A head of broccoli in the supermarket right now has less than half of the nutrients that a head of broccoli had 20 or 30 years ago.
Ruben says he makes his own pickles, bread, and other food items. For him, growing his own food is a creative and fun way to engage your family in gardening.
And it's part of our home. We make our own pickles, we bake our own bread. It's part of leading a life that is more creative and less about being a consumer.
Another small-scale gardener, Brad Rice, says he mostly grows fruits and vegetables for fun.
It's mostly for a hobby, to be honest. Doing it small scale, I find you don't really save much money. You kind of spend more money than it would cost to buy the vegetables, but it's more for fun, I guess.
Most cases, people might think they are the ones nurturing their garden, but the garden is the one actually nurturing them. For Kika News, Ifeoluwa Dojutelegon.